It's rather blasé, copy? It's very blasé. Stand by. Michelle and her friends like to spend a lot of time around books or something. I'm not sure. I think they like to read a lot and go to libraries and things. Copy? No, I don't think so. This is a new topic. I mean, Ray expressed an interest in, that people read a lot and go to libraries, and that Michelle likes to read. Do you copy? Of course, that's along with her mother. That's together. They go together, I guess.
Roger.
Go ahead. Okay. I guess a couple of things that Frederick would probably know about. Copy. I think Frederick would know about a bit of it. Do you copy? Frederick would. Frederick would probably know about it. Over.
Sorry, let me find a clear frequency. Stand by.
Roger. I said some of it Frederick would probably know about. Over. Frederick would. His best friend, Frederick. In fact, quite a bit of it he probably would know about. Over. Frederick would know about it. Negative.
What's
that? Now line
over.
Can you give me a count? Roger.
Any specifics or anything other?
Well, apparently in regard to Ray. Copy.
Stand by.
Can you stand by? I'm gonna have to look for another frequency.
I want to pass the messages. Is there a lot more, or is that just some infection thing?
DVI with WB6MID, portable 8R3.
Roger.
All right, it's pretty much the same from there. Do you copy?
Negative copy.
Pretty much the same from there. The same as others, over.
Okay, over.
It is pretty much the same. The same. Do you copy?
Yeah, I'm going to take note of the frequency. I can pick out most of what you're saying, but quite a bit of QRS. My old college is Delta 9, Delta
1. Negative copy.
Same as whatever.
Negative copy. Can you stand by just a minute? Stand by. I think they are 73. Stand by.
Okay, I'll be back in a second. I'm going to run a message.
I'll be right there, baby.
Roger.
Hey, I missed you. I was out there for a while, but...
Verifying the year's vacation.
And, I won't hold you, but just order me along.
Remember
about field day, Frank. You already know that I missed you on field day, Roger.
Remember what Drews wrote, like to write about, or wrote about, or something?
Negative copy, Fred. We got some QRM on here at this time.
Yeah, Roger. Well, we got Globet there. That's what I get for not running my linear, Frank.
Working my best.
I don't copy. There's someone else right on frequency.
Hello.
Okay, Roger.
Okay,
what was your question?
To think about
it.
It's
got to
be simple. It's
got to
be real cheap.
What was your question?
Go ahead.
Roger.
Esther's house dresses
to her over.
Something like what?
Sending Esther's house dresses to her over.
Negative. Are you talking about Drew's?
I don't understand Drew.
Something like Lorenzo or Lorenzo's or Mr. York or Wilhelm's or Mr. Lewis, York or John's or John's. Negative. I'm talking about Drew's relative that we just spoke about. Copy?
Okay, one final thought, John. The president, WA6LFF.
He has it on top of his tower, so he's the one to find out what he's got to stay up there.
He'd be a real expert on it, much better than the fellow that I have. So, hey, when you get a chance, give Jim a telephone call. He's the one to find out. A quad is just really unbeatable, particularly even at 70 feet, I'd have gone a quad. But I bought everything in the package, so to speak, from a number. Okay, from a neighbor, I should say. So take care, Jim. We'll be looking for you again. N6HI, Merritt.
Oh, I don't know that, Milton.
W86W, that all clear. Bye-bye.
As Lorenzo, I don't know that.
Good night.
I know where Lorenzo is. Negative. It has to do with what she likes to do, and that is write.
Right?
She likes to write letters. Please ask Sarah. Sarah would, I believe I spoke to Sarah about the type. Do you know Drew's sister-in-law? You know what she likes to write. You know what she wrote.
No.
Please ask Sarah then. Roger. Misinterpreted, completely misinterpreted, and made a big deal out of the writing. Yeah, Roger. Well, that's it. Roger, okay. And what they're saying is that Olga just confirmed that.
WD6MID portable 8R3. Say again, please. I don't know. No, I've been out. Oh, where is Martha, you said? Stand by, let me see. Not enough.
Here now. This is Arlene, over. Roger. Gail got the message, over. Negative. She called her contact, over.
Okay, Roger.
She said she'd been following the stories, over.
Roger.
Found our message to be quite interesting, over. And according to her contact, she stated that she was very appreciative of our message, over.
Roger, Roger.
This is Lily. That's it. It's essentially a rerun.
I don't understand what the complaint is,
it's rather vague.
What?
It is rather vague.
I still had no connection with Ray, over.
What they're saying is that Michelle's department did.
Oh?
Roger, you might ask Frederick about it. He might know something about it. Ask Frederick. I think Frederick might say something about it.
Okay, I'll ask him, over.
I just asked him. Go ahead. Okay. About Elizabeth, copy?
Roger.
they didn't like it. Somebody didn't like it because Elizabeth passed on what Sarah mentioned to a number of people publicly, copy?
Who mentioned to a number of people?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Roger. To Harry. All Elizabeth did was pass it on. Roger. And the same complaint about the calls that they didn't like and something like that.
Negative copy.
Did you copy?
No.
Oh, the same complaint about their telephone. Yes, they say they got crank calls or something. Over. Roger. Remember the person that liked Ray a lot? Yeah. Well, I think, stand by, portable 803. All right, mainly in addition to Drew's, the main emphasis is on Michelle's department. Over.
What did you say?
The main emphasis, do you copy?
Roger.
Is on what they call Michelle's department.
Roger.
One of the lies they're passing has to do with Ray and his friend.
Roger.
Several years back is what they're saying. Essentially, that's it. That is exactly the same as Filbert, copy?
What?
After that is exactly the same as Filbert.
What is, you mean five?
No, negative. I mean, there's a lot after that is exactly the same as Filbert.
Negative, copy.
There is a lot after that, copy?
Roger.
that is exactly the same as Filbert, you know, the plumber's daughter, etc.
So what? Hello?
What did you copy? From who?
Kelly?
No, negative.
Do you have any way of knowing if you would have over?
Yeah, we used to get a call. Negative.
Okay, you know, that last one too about,
Roger.
Is that okay that Dennis minus
a stand by.
Okay, thank you. Do you know if Martha got that stuff to 801 today, Elvin?
Negative. She's finishing it up right now. She's finishing working on it right now.
I bet. Okay. What else is she going to bring over?
Be glad to.
Any other traffic?
I don't have any. You want me to look for somebody?
Well, who do I want to look for?
Well, maybe Flo or Martha.
Stand by.
Standing by. Not for me, nothing.
Hey, what does she think of all this stuff, over?
Well, I guess Martha told you what, you know, what he thinks, over.
Hey, what does he think?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him. You want me to get Martha?
Yeah, ask Martha. Yeah, get Martha. Unless she can be late. I don't care. Over.
Well, it's probably no different than what she told you last night.
Find out what she thinks, over.
What?
Just tell me what she thinks. Either you tell me or get Martha. I don't care. Over.
Okay, but it's probably no different than what Martha told you last night.
Okay, Roger. Anything else to report?
Stand by, I'll ask.
Roger?
Pete won't be back until the morning, so he doesn't know exactly the, you know, the latest.
Roger, Roger.
I have an appointment in the morning.
Roger.
Here's Flo. I talked to Dr. Bedford today, over.
Hold on a second, okay?
I talked to Dr. Bedford today, over.
Roger.
And I relayed Ted's message, over.
Roger.
And he had already been talking to that same group, over.
Roger.
But I gave him the name that I think is the person that Chet may have been referring to, over.
Roger.
And Dr. Bedford told me that he's been receiving phone calls from all of the, his supervisor, over.
Hello?
His supervisor and his department and his sister's department, his supervisor, over.
Oh, their supervisor's over?
Roger, in that department. He's been receiving calls from them, but he's never around when they make the call, and he hasn't made a connection yet to find out what it's all about, over. And he made an appointment with Chet's friend for next week on Wednesday, over. Stand by.
Standing by.
Roger.
I'm standing
by. Roger. Okay, you know that that low situation I was talking to you about the other day that involved Edith Friend, over. Okay, well, the latest that I've heard is that, I think I told you this already, someone was trying to call Gertrude about it, over.
Roger.
Well, instead of calling, today they made a visit and left their calling card with the gatekeeper, over. No, the gatekeeper at Gertrude's place, and they just left it there, you know. Just left it there, over. At Gertrude's place, over. This is related to it. I think that one of those case histories where no x-rays were required, actually, you know, no x-rays were required, over.
Yeah, well,
but I think there's some time limits in which to fulfill all the rest of the medical work, and so I believe that Martha talked to Pete's assistant about it, over.
Talk to who?
Pete's assistant about it. She's been helping Pete lately while he was on a trip, over. Well, now it's in the hands of the deliverer of the calling card, over. Roger. I think it's just it will involve the medical review board at this point. Over. Roger. There's a little bit more. Over. There is more to it. Over.
Roger.
Okay, one other thing about that is that I think that the physical therapy equipment that's involved in the matter that, you know, that the patient was using, over. Roger. We originally got that, I think about, maybe in 74, 75, over.
Roger.
And, when we got it, I imagine there would have been, you know, some papers back and forth about it, over.
Roger.
And you might check with Edith's friend, or I think that, stand by.
You say you can't find him, Roger.
Just stand by for a minute.
Very fine.
Okay, I think that Ronald would have an idea about when of the time of year that the clinic purchased the physical therapy equipment, over.
Ronald,
yeah. And if you or someone could check with him, we would like to know that, because ours is with Ronald, or, you know, in where he is right now. It's ours is there, but there's a way we could also get a duplicate, but we need to know the time, and I believe he knows it. Over.
Okay, stand by.
Roger.
Okay,
he's coming. I wish I'd have saved. Why don't you continue this topic,
and then we'll fill in the blank there, over. I don't think I have
anything more, over.
Well,
when is
it supposed to go
for
the medical review board, over?
Stand by. Thank you. Rossi's looking. One point of interest. Copy.
Roger.
Sure? Roger.
Go ahead.
It's regarding the same thing. The person that the assistant that is helping out. The assistant that is helping out the other person. Do you copy?
Roger.
It belongs to the same company as the assistant who originally worked for Dr. White against Dr. Kelly. Copy?
Oh, yeah. Roger.
I just thought it was interesting.
Is Elaine right?
Roger.
Okay, go ahead. Anything else?
She's still looking.
Sir, have you been doing anything lately?
more than just, you know, what Tony and Elizabeth mentioned, you know, a couple days ago, or yesterday, I forget.
How do we know that Dr. Hartford isn't working for Mr. White?
We have no guarantees.
Why don't we, stop around, or... for another recommendation, just as a double check of it.
Roger.
I think it would be worthwhile, because you never know when nobody has to tell you where they got anything of it.
Yeah, that's the big Roger.
Hey, when's Eugene's wife coming?
Oh, I don't know. I passed down the message to... to Dr. Bedford, and he was gonna go from there, but he's had a lot of, you know, he's had a problem catching up with us. He's so busy, I guess.
That's Roger over.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll know more tonight when I talk to Dr. Bedford.
I hope so. I really hope so. Make sure you've really made an effort on that, because I know it's important.
You know. Yes, I did stress it to Dr. Bedford, how important I felt the number of people felt it was. Over.
Stand by. The guy's still asked for it here. Stand by.
Roger.
74, early 75, right in around the
70-year-old.
That's what he says.
Okay, thank you. As far as the data is concerned, there isn't any yet. The calling card and the little booklet that came with it wasn't complete. Over. Because they have to talk to Gertrude, and she wasn't around. Over. So the next best thing is, I would say, is we just, you know, talk to Walter about it. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Okay, anything else?
Not for me.
Any luck on doing that thing with that calling up Kelly?
Well, I haven't heard anything new. If Martha has talked to Pete today, maybe, but I haven't heard anything new since I just came home, though. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Okay. I'm ready for traffic.
Stand by.
Think about the idea of Neil talking now, over.
We haven't talked to Pete since last night. Over.
Hello, hello.
Okay, we'll find out how it feels about Neil talking to us.
The last I heard, he was favorable. Has there been a change? Over?
No, only in the past couple of days. Over.
Right. Roger, Roger, Roger. Roger, stand by. Roger.
We need some AA batteries. Pretty bad of it.
Roger.
I mean, 801 is out. I mean, everybody around 801 is out. It's not available.
Roger.
Okay.
Until tomorrow night. Yeah, Roger, 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 Roger. Actually, that's the next night.
What?
That's the next night, actually.
Yeah, Roger, Roger.
Bad time of year.
What?
Holiday.
Yeah, holiday, Roger, Roger. What's the holiday?
Happy 4th of July.
have nothing to give and last now. I can answer y'all the same old if you want to answer the same old, but I suppose if you haven't told me, it's not done.
Oh, well, we don't have any either. We can go through the formalities of you asking and my saying negative.
No, I'm going to assume negative unless you tell me positive.
Yeah, that's okay too, except then traffic is pretty short these days.
Yeah, well, we just might.
Does Marva have anything? She usually gets kind of
long-winded over.
Well, she's been working on some things, you know, the same thing all day type thing, so that not much else.
Roger, you going to have a report tonight, you think, David?
Roger.
Okay, Roger, Roger. Stand by then a second. I'll get this through and then let you know if the traffic goes.
Roger. WD6DVI, any other traffic? Stand by.
Reverend Thomas, come up with anything, over.
Negative.
Nothing this week?
Negative, not from him, but from a lady, do you copy? Talked about Mr. Phillips and that whole, you know, event. His brother is Mr. Hatley. Maybe you don't know Mr. Phillips, as well as you know Mr. Hatley. Your mic is going out?
Roger, it really is.
Goodbye. Is your microphone gone out totally? Dr. Michaels, copy.
I wonder if this is usual occurrence. If it's not going to be interested in trying to hook up with you again, I think it's very interesting that you had a treatment and I've been sporadically active.
As of now, in this kind of 2-3-24 patients a month. Dr. Michaels right now in his clinic, in his medical clinic over. Roger. He can see about 24 patients a month over. Yeah, but if he moves to the new clinic over. He can only see three. And it's way out of the way, and it's smaller, and he can only really get in three patients. He'd have to make house calls, I guess. Now, stand by.
And get a little T-show out of it. It's one of the signal reports I enjoy, but just in case signal reports is good, sometimes I think about putting up delta loops and all that good stuff just to help a bunch of
weeks. Yeah, that's you know, Dr. Michaels is a rapid style of face over.
Roger. I'm going to be listening for you, sitting in Georgia.
Roger, 30 of us.
Maybe will get to do it again. I'll be, you hang out around this frequency most of the time, and if so, I'll give you a break when I hear you. And likewise, you do the same.
Roger. Right now, 21 pesos. Now, remember, Dr. Michael wanted me to convey this to you, and he's apostolic, so he works on the Sabbath, so he wanted to get that Sabbath in part over. Why is it? He's apostolic, Roger, and at least at this point, he'll only see apostolic cases. He won't see any, it's sort of like being an Adventist over. Well, because that's all Elizabeth found out yet.
Oh, dear. Elizabeth's going to check on others, Roger.
Yeah, right now, and as a matter of fact, as soon as she hears from Bedford, she'll have more information on the whole clinic, not just on the Dr. Michael's order. Okay. That's different. Dr. Michaels will only see apostolic patients, copy?
That's all Dr. Michaels has looked into so far, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Actually, he's looked further. He's looked at more patients, but he isn't quite ready yet. He's waiting for Bedford, over.
Now, my question is, how many patients is that first? How many are you talking about, over?
Stand by. Could be looked into just that aspect.
Some of them are regular commercial things, but it got to, I just go, I'm not to tell.
Yeah, Roger.